Everything Chris Kane does all comes back to this. Ah, my dog. You are, I mean, I've heard of being whipped, but not by a dog.
I'm not whipped. You got to take these things. It's not like I have a house where I can just let it go out in the backyard. I have an apartment. I have to take it out.
You should have listened to you. Jeez Louise.
Oh,
unbelievable. What the hell indeed. All right, welcome back. It's 11:49. Chris Kane is here. He's bugging me.
I am.
Justin Akery, Matty T. Matty T, feel free to chime in on any of this.
What the hell, bro?
What the hell's going on here?
What the hell's the matter with you?
You. All right, I have to admit on this first one, I'm a little bit torn. I never advocate violence. It's almost never the correct response. However, we're trying to run a society here, people. You can't text people or call people in the middle of a theater. If you have to communicate with someone in that precious two-hour time period or 3 hours if you're at Wolf of Wall Street, then you walk your butt outside and do it there. You don't sit in the theater and text somebody.
But now, during the previews, is it that bad? I care when it's the movies actually going.
Was this during the previews?
This was during the previews.
I didn't know that. Okay, I totally changed my opinion. I have no problem with you texting during the previews. According to the Sheriff's Department in... I don't even know where this town is.
It's in Florida. That's all you need
Florida.
To know.
Thank you.
It's in Florida, and by the way, Florida has the weirdest crimes of anywhere in the country.
No doubt. Dispute happened before a 120 matinee showing of Lone Survivor, before it had even gotten underway. You're right, at the Cobb Cine Bistro.
That is a great movie, too.
Oh. Investigators say two couples got into an argument over noise. The victim was on his cell phone. He was texting. We believe he was making some kind of noise. The noise led to an altercation between the suspect and the victim. Now, the victim was in his 30s, right? And the guy that did it was so upset, he pulled out a gun and he shot the guy and killed him. And the dude is 71. He's a retired police officer that killed the dude. And I'm thinking, man, excessive force, officer. Now, here's the other thing. The witness recalls hearing the victim say he was texting his 3-year-old daughter before the man pulled him behind him, pulled out a pistol and shot him. Here's my deal. I have a 7-year-old son who just in the last 12 months has really learned how to read. What the heck are you texting a 3-year-old? What's a 3-year-old going to do with a text from you? Anyway.
I don't know.
Here's an idea, though.
So wait, what side are you on here?
I don't know. I'm torn. I really am.
How could you be torn? He killed a father.
Yeah.
I mean, that's messed up.
Well, first of all, you're pretty stupid if you're texting your 3-year-old.
That's not nearly as bad, though, as some of the people I've been sitting next to in the theater. Just talking.
No doubt. There are worse.
When I went to see the most recent Die Hard movie in the theater, I almost
My point is this. And it's okay to say something to somebody, I think. Look, but here's the deal. Keep your cell phone put up. If it goes, once the theater, new rule, and I agree, it's less egregious during the previews, but once the theater goes dark, you got to put your cell phone down.
The plane is so distracting.
Taken off. The plane is in the air. Put your phone away, okay? If we're on the tarmac, it's okay. Texty, even talkie-talkie. I got no problem with it. But once the plane's in the air, put it away!
You can keep it out now. They don't tell you to put them away anymore.
Not in my world, you can't. My point is, you can't talk on your phone in the air. That's still not allowed.
That's not allowed.
It may eventually be, and that's when I'm going to quit flying. But until then, it's still not allowed. My thing is, as a rule, when it goes dark, put your freaking phone away, you moron. And admittedly, don't resort to violence. And this 71-year-old dude's going to spend the rest of his life in jail now.
He killed a 43-year-old dad.
That seems silly.
That's messed up.
Well, look, the father wasn't very smart, though. What are you texting a 3-year-old?
Well, it could have been an emergency. You never know.
It's the kid is 3!
It's also
the kid can't read!
You maybe couldn't read at 3. What if this kid can read?
He can't!
Are you sure?
Stephen Hawking couldn't read when he was 3 years old.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No, you don't.
Yes! The kid's 3 years old. He can't read.
Are you kidding me? How do you know?
3-year-olds can't read. That's how I know.
Kids these days can text. They can run an iPad better than you.
Chris, if you believe this 3-year-old that the guy was texting, and again, it is a tragedy. A father is dead.
Thank you.
A child would live without his father the rest of his life.
That's awful.
But what are you texting a 3-year-old? That's a whole different issue.
Could have been texting the babysitter.
It said it was texting his 3-year-old.
It's 1:30 in the afternoon on a Monday, and he's at a movie theater texting a 3-year-old.
Here's my deal. If we're in a movie theater,
doesn't matter.
Going forward, and look, I'm not going to have a violent attack against you. I don't even own a gun, so I'm definitely not going to shoot you. But here's the thing. If we're in a movie theater, and you're texting during the movie, and I turn to you and go, would you mind? And you go, sorry, dude, I'm texting my 3-year-old. Then I'm smacking you in the head just for being stupid. Anyway. Moving on.
Hey, so what? How old were your kids when they could start reading? Because I don't have any idea.
Recently, like within the last year.
Older than three.
Yes, older than three. Five, six, before he could read a few words.
Kids can run these electronic devices.
I don't even
now.
Know if
they
I have a...
3-year-olds don't read, Chris! They don't.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
So, I bet you they can.
Okay, bring me a three-year-old that can read.
I'll just Google three-year-old reading.
You know what? That's probably about the level, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
From some quick research, it seems that 4 and 5 is when they're learning pre-reading skills.
Thank you.
So 3 is absolutely they can't read.
You're not texting your three-year-old to read. Anyway, let's move on. When you have a kid, come back to me. When your genius kid can read at 2, that'd be fantastic. We'll celebrate his genius on the air. I'm a heavy coffee drinker, so I was pleased to see this story. All these years they've been lying to me. What's new? Researchers at the University of Birmingham School of Sport and Exercise Sciences, not the one in Alabama, the one in the UK, studied the effects of moderate coffee consumption and consumption of equal amounts of water on 50 male participants. They were asked to drink either 4 mugs of black coffee or water for 3 days in the first phase, then drink the opposite for 3 days in the second phase. Bottom line is, there's no link between moderate coffee consumption and dehydration. Huge news, everybody! Coffee is just as good.
I always thought it was a diuretic.
Turns out it isn't.
Huh.
Will not dehydrate you, it turns
out. Just for
out.
Me, I guess.
Moderate coffee use. I think if you drink like a gallon of coffee, it could be troublesome. Everybody's hung up on the texting in the theater. I have 2 other stories here.
What do you got?
There's a Japanese firm that's going to buy Jim Beam.
What the hell?
That doesn't seem like that's okay. I have an issue with this.
That's not American.
I don't care if it's Japan, Canada, Mexico, Argentina. Any other country cannot own Jim Beam or any other whiskey company. Now, I will say this. If I own Jim Beam and this Japanese company...
Banging out.
No. Stop it. Suntory came to me and said, look, we got a $13.62 billion check for you. Would you like it? I'd say, oh, Japanese whiskey is delicious. That'll look nice on the shelf next to your sake products. I'd be fine with it. But it is a little bothersome. It says right on the Jim Beam thing, American Stillhouse. Well, domo arigato, Mr. Beam.
They make Maker's Mark, too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
That stinks because I really like
it. And last but not least, how in the heck does this happen? It's 2014. A Boeing 737-700 operated by American Airlines... Southwest Airlines, pardon me, and I love flying Southwest, don't get me wrong. I like American, too. Takes off from Chicago and lands on the wrong flipping runway in Branson. I am not an aviator.
That is true. That is a fact.
I have flown on planes. I've ridden on planes. I've never been an operator of said plane. This seems like it would be hard to do, and I realize that the airports are only a couple miles apart.
About 7.
But I'm thinking...
They have radios these days, you know, where you can communicate.
I don't know how
back
it happened.
And forth. Look, it's.
I have no idea how airports talk to airplanes, towers talk to the. I don't know how any of that goes on. But they do, and they're the ones running the airport and the airplane.
They're using MapQuest.
This seems impossible to me that they would land at the wrong airport. By the way, this airport is not really fit to handle planes of the size
short
of
runway.
A 737. Yes.
Yes. In fact, could have been dangerous.
Yes. I don't get it. I don't understand that. How is that possible in 2014? We've been to the moon and back. They didn't land on Mars on accident.
Not only, but it happened twice.
It's
twice.
Weird.
That wasn't the first time. It's happened twice
in
that same place.
Tom, sorry. We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Quite. Justin, you're blowing me away, man. You know, if I had to miss the movie to keep somebody from getting killed, I would. And I can't believe that you're actually making an argument about worrying about whether the kid can read or not when he's not going to have the dad to raise him to read ever again.
There's no argument. Chris started that fight. I'm just finishing it. I'm trying to help Chris.
I just said he couldn't.
I would leave Chris off by himself because that doesn't make a lick of sense whatsoever.
Yeah, Chris, you don't know anything about parenting.
I'm just saying he could.
He can't.
He could have been. The fact is, it's sad, and it shouldn't have happened.
No doubt.
It is. But. If I was in a movie theater and they said, hey, I'm going to kill somebody or you're going to have to miss the movie, I'd miss the movie.
There's
That's
no
what's
question.
Wrong with society right now. Life is more important than a movie.
Tom, you're logical. You're not going to fit
Thank
in
you.
Around here, I'll tell you that much.
All right.
I appreciate the
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, Tom.
Todd wants to talk about texting. I'd be happy to continue the conversation after the break, but we got to take one. It's the heartbreak.